The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Yeah, we did that story last week.
That she was in an RV?
Oh. No, that Davy Chase had died.
Yeah, no, she was in an RV near, and it doesn't matter. We're on.
Remember,
now.
They couldn't find her. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice the Morning Show. I thought that was a new death.
No, I was just saying things, you know, that I see.
Yeah.
In case you needed.
Speak and say. See and say. Marin County Fair is sponsor for this go round. Marin County Fair, July 1st through the 5th. I can't wait. I love the Marin County Fair. It's right there at the fairgrounds. Live concerts, fireworks, carnival rides, and so much more. Discounted tickets are still available through June 30th at marinfair.org. Call or text us, 800-400-3697. We're here and we're available to you. And you can go long form, send pictures and videos through our email. That's sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y, like audio, not like the new Matt Damon movie. Father's Day was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Happy Father's Day. Gisele Bündchen wrote a Father's Day tribute to the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Did the world yawn?
No, it's funny.
Is it?
She posted a very sweet tribute on Instagram to the Joaquin Valente, the jiu-jitsu instructor. They have a baby boy together, so she just ignored the other dad in her life.
She said, I was going to say, did she take any digs at Tommy?
No, she just literally didn't mention him at all. Mm-hmm. There she is with her kids, all of them, including the ones that he sired. Thank you for leading by example and for the values you embody, love, humility, integrity, discipline, kindness, and consistency. You are an incredible role model. We are also grateful for you and we love you so much, is what she said to Joaquim Valente.
They're both Brazilian, right?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sure that must be a not the only reason, obviously, but that's probably cool. Like that she's, they have that background in common.
She also shouted out her own dad and added, Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Gisele and Tom have two kids, a 16-year-old named Benjamin and a 13-year-old named Vivian. I forget the name of his eldest.
Jet.
Thanks.
No. I think Jet was the middle name. Oh, no, Jet is the initials? I can't remember. I remember you saying it because the mom of the first kid named the child or the initials
after the Pats nemesis.
After the Pats nemesis, Jets, right. Which that's not the Pats nemesis. The Jets haven't been good ever.
Yeah. If anything, like in the 70s.
Maybe.
It's John. He goes by Jack Edward Thomas.
Mm. There it is.
Mm. Moynihan?
Yeah, that's the mom, Bridget Moynihan.
So they don't mention him here. But that, I mean, she, I believe that was a baby when they got together, right? Didn't he leave his pregnant girlfriend, Bridget Moynihan,
yeah,
for Giselle?
Yeah, he left her, yes.
So she, you know, was a participant in the raising of that kid. Tom should just be happy to be one of all the dads out there that she wished a happy Father's Day to.
I think that, unfortunately, it's extremely rare, that people really have a good divorce.
It is. It's true. And the, yes.
And you would think, in my opinion, that without money being an issue for anyone involved, right, that would eliminate some of the hassles or
the
grinds. But in the end, he must have done something really... I don't know. I don't know if he said that the retirement lie was what did it. I don't know if he, you know, what...
It builds up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it festers.
What's between two people?
And then by the time you finally call it, you're just mad. I'm sure she loved sticking it to him.
Yeah, she rebounded. And, yeah, she...
I mean, right, a year later, she has a baby. Mm-hmm. We have a couple deaths. James Burrows is being mourned by... really, this guy... He was behind so many huge shows. I'm looking at a picture of Jennifer Aniston with her arms around him. She's smiling up at his James Burrows face. I guess he directed a bunch of Friends episodes. 85 years old. They call him one of the most influential and beloved directors in television history. Will and Grace, every episode, both the regular run and the revival. 236 of the 270 episodes of Cheers, 75 episodes of Taxi, 49 episodes of Mike and Molly, 39 episodes of Frasier, 15 episodes of Friends, and all 10 episodes of Mid-Century Modern, which was, that was a blip last year, but and many more. Like he's done a ton of TV. And so of course, the entertainment world is sad to see him go. I'm mentioning this because for years you would always hear the name Alan Greenspan.
Yes.
Like, you know, you'd listen to the news and he was the Fed chairman. He was the guy who they would say, Alan Greenspan has predicted this or that, and we're raising the interest rate by a quarter of a point.
He controlled the economy.
He was the preeminent economic policymaker of his time, a skilled political operator, and he has passed. He was 100 years old.
Good for him.
Yeah. They don't say the exact dates that he was, but I feel like he...
He was a name in our entire childhood.
I think so.
I feel like. That was a position that I... Whether it was just a block of time when I actually was hearing the news...
Oh, 87. He led the central bank under four presidents from both parties, 87 to 2006.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
That's a run.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You'd tune in the news and you'd hear Alan Greenspan's name.
Well, good. He made it to 100. That's,
yep, 100 years old.
The older people of today, 100 is still kind of like, wow, you did it.
Right.
I think young people like Bob will go 100, no problem.
Yeah, and strong, I think. You know, that's the thing. It's one thing to hang in there until you're 100.
Right.
As you get more and more fragile and frail and can do less and less. That's, you know, I think of someone who's 100 as, you know, that is ancient. But I think that our kids and people of Bob's age will probably easily make it to 100.
There's no doubt that how you take care of yourself plays a big role in it. Mm-hmm. And while we might see... You got to stretch. You got to work on your balance. There's little thing. You got to walk. You got to get up out of a chair and go for it. Like, these things just become, you have to,
mm-hmm.
if you want that.
Right. And they need to become like part of your daily routine.
And a big part of that, in my opinion, also is how much do you want to be independent?
Right. Use it or lose it. You got
to
do it.
And I do talk to my mom about this quite a bit.
Mm.
Are you getting your exercise in? Oh, of course I am, Vincent.
Does she have a routine that she does?
She's not.
Oh, nope. She's not.
Mm. She's just humoring me.
It's so tiring it's, being well, old.
No, I mean, for her, she's not someone who exercised. She was. Right. She's not of that.
Right.
You know, all the stuff that I got into, surfing and skateboarding and all, that came from me. They didn't bring that into the... And exercise in general wasn't... My dad, the last push-up he did was probably his last day in the Marines.
Mm.
And then the rest of the time of his life, he was like, I'm a Marine. Yeah, 40 years ago. What are you... Check your pill box. Are you kidding me?
All those pills are from things that happened to me in the Marines.
Okay, man. Whatever. But that's they just weren't that.
Right.
I think you'll see that it in
is
young
a, it
people
is a
today.
Modern trend, yeah. The fitness thing, mm-hmm. it seems like, you know? But it's easy to get into a routine, some light exercise. They say for women, you got to lift some weights, even light weights, you know? You got to keep your muscle tone. You got to keep your bones strong.
I love when I see an elderly Asian woman out on a walk,
trucking,
flailing arms everywhere. Like, they're working it.
Mm.
They are. They understand. You got to use you. Well, you just said it. Use it or lose it.
Mm.
And I don't know. Was that a 100-year-old that just walked by faster than me, flailing arms and everywhere? Probably.
Get it going.
Mm-hmm.
Let's eat some headlines.
Okay.
We have a couple of minutes. Whole story's right there in the lead, but if you're still hungry, you can have more. Anne Hathaway announces pregnancy, expecting third child with her husband, Adam Schulman.
What? I've never heard about the first two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, why would I guess? I mean.
Yeah, I'm not keeping count of her baby. Yeah,
no idea. All right.
You know whose baby count I am keeping track of is Britney Spears. Here's your next headline. Britney Spears. Oh, baby, baby. I want another one.
That's what she said?
Yep.
You know, I saw a picture last week, I think, and while she was still doing the bad outfits in the house dancing mm-hmm, thing, yeah. Her eyes looked clear.
Oh, that's good news.
So, I mean, I don't know if she's fully off whatever she was on, but it appears to be the case.
Yeah, which is great. I certainly hope that is...
How old is she?
41 or 2, maybe.
Yeah, she could do it if she really, you know...
Yeah, she could. And maybe she froze some eggs, who knows?
She might have an employee on the grounds that can, you know, fill
yes,
this task.
Right. Both right. tasks. She could bang a guy, or she could just implant a fully fertilized egg into somebody.
Well, she's 44.
Oh, 44.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, she had two kids, so maybe she wouldn't have frozen her egg.
She needs a driver. I mean, get a driver that, you know, can drop can also the hammer.
Be your dad, yeah.
Yeah.
But when people get sober, a lot of the times they decide to make big life changes. And so maybe she's having one of those moments.
You know, give it a minute.
Yeah.
You know, let's see if this sticks. She says, she says all kinds of stuff. She's talking about aliens and, okay. She should definitely have another kid. Okay, next thing here. Timothée Chalamet and Selena Gomez will star in an animated alien movie, Not Alone, from Illumination.
Illumination, I believe, is the company that puts out Minions.
Oh.
And what's the original?
Something You.
Despicable You.
Despicable Me.
Despicable
yes,
Me.
That.
Despicable You.
That is Illumination.
Mm. Netflix decides they want in on the hockey romance game with an adaptation of Hannah Grace's Icebreaker. The novel's one of the most viral titles in the niche romance subgenre. Two collegiate athletes, a figure skater and a hockey player. They're just jealous because heated rivalry did so well. They're getting into the hockey romance genre.
Do you like it?
Sure.
Have you watched the whole season?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, at all?
No.
Oh.
I want to. I keep asking, can we watch this one? It just keeps getting shot down in my house.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's watch this other one.
Watch it while he's golfing. He's not, I don't know if he's going to like
it. When I watch TV by myself, I fall asleep, except for Get Shorty. I put Get Shorty on Friday.
I forgot all about it.
I put it on Friday, fully expecting to fall asleep, and I did not.
And so you finished from start to finish.
Start to finish.
Get Shorty.
I was done with it by 1 o'clock.
As part of Bob's Movie
Club. Bob's Movie Club. Got my homework done.
And you want to give us a foreshadowing of some kind about what you thought? Because I don't
did not fall asleep during it.
Oh, that's the okay.
That is my foreshadowing.
Ooh, I think she maybe liked it. She's not making any like rolling eyes.
Yeah.
Facial expressions.
Now you are. What's happening? Oh, you're just goofing around now.
I'm just making expressions.
You're mugging.
I'm mugging for the camera. Okay, we're out of time. What's coming up?
I think she liked it, everyone.
What's coming up?
Snacking after these.
I love snacking.
I know.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
All morning.
Goodbye. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Scott Capurro, he is playing the Punchline on Wednesday. We're going to have a little chat with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've forgotten all about Scott.
Fun way to kick off a Monday.
All right. Well, that's going to be fun. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART.
Oh.
Real people with real stories choose BART. BART connects riders to work, school, family, and fun across the region. Give BART a try. Visit BART.gov/planner to plan your next trip. Let's go.
Let's go.
Did they say BART, let's go? Or did that just get thrown in there?
BART, let's go.
I like it. Okay.
Maybe they put the toot toot in there too.
You should take BART.
Toot toot. Let's go.
BART is BART.
Toot toot.
Is really a great way to get to work, school, travel with family.
Wherever you're going.
A fun across the region. Bart.
Toot toot. Let's go.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Morning clouds. We've had that June gloom thing working, haven't we? Both mornings on the beach were cloudy, but just no wind and beautiful.
Oh, I felt like it was just a very windy weekend.
Oh my God, did I have some fun
this
weekend.
I'm so glad.
It was great.
You deserve it on your days off.
You know, when you'd think it'd be the opposite, but actually when there's less crowds, I end up talking and chatting with people and making friends. When it's more crowded, I end up finding myself more frustrated and kind of like...
waiting your turn. Right.
So I made a new friend this weekend. It was nice.
That's nice. What's his name or her
name?
Hi,
Yen.
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 Oh. That's nice.
Yeah. He was very nice, and we had some fun. Mm. Nice chat. Nice time out.
Quarterback.
No.
Drop down.
No, that is not.
You just drop in. Just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted.
So
like that.
Pitted. So pitted.
Do you consider yourself a snacker?
Yes.
Or a meal person?
I'm both. I just want to be eating. Mostly.
I have found since I've had to cut dessert out of my diet that I'm eating more meal. Like, I just go, well, there's nothing coming up. There's no joy at the end of all of this.
I've been trying that water method where you suck down a big glass of water before I eat.
And?
It doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Trying it.
You just have to pee, but you're hungry?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's supposed to fill you up, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. A survey of 5,000 Americans was taken and only 21% think they are a meal person.
Oh.
Most are snackers. Over half of us have no shame in eating an entire bag of chips in one sitting.
I have some shame about it.
Yeah,
but I absolutely do that.
What size are we talking about?
Gigantic, obviously.
Not a party bag.
No, the party bag of Ruffles.
You've never eaten a party bag of Ruffles to yourself.
Okay.
In one sitting.
I mean, in my long life, yes, I believe I've done that.
Oh. So a bag of chips, a regular, not the
party size, right.
Not the gigantic party size, but a regular bag of chips. Have you eaten a whole one?
Oh, and those cheese curls they do at, I think John gets them at Whole Foods. God, those are good. I eat a whole bag of those sometimes. They're just addictive. It's the crunch. It's the texture
salt
in your
That's
mouth.
What it is.
It's the mouth feel. No, they could be saltier.
Oh,
I could use a little more salt.
Well, anyway, over half of us believe there's no shame in eating an entire bag of chips in one sitting.
Well,
that's okay.
Welcome to America.
I do know that one of the moves Sarah has made through the years is, well, yes, I ate three donuts, but I'm not going to eat again until tomorrow.
Right.
Which is a strange way to manage your food intake, but I guess you couldn't stop the donuts and now you have to pay the price.
Yep.
39% of us have gone entire days without a real meal, just eating snacks.
Oh, when John's not around, that's me. Mm. I just girl dinner it all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I eat the leftovers that are in the fridge. I'll have some cheese and crackers. I'll finish off those grapes.
Almost 20% of us have lied about what we're snacking on so we don't get judged.
Oh.
You know what? That's a reflex. I was telling you guys I cheated on my sugar diet, and I absolutely went, yeah, I had one Jelly Belly. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm such a liar.
You're a liar.
I just lied. It just came flying out of my mouth. I had 9 of those, not one.
They're so small.
I know, but it's still... I reflexively lied to you for no reason.
Because you were ashamed of it.
That's what I'm trying to say is I think the people lying about it may have done so because they found themselves feeling ashamed and also they're just at their core liars like me.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, the thing is that don't feel shame about stuff like that. You, Vinny, anybody, like, everybody's done it. Everybody eats the thing they know they shouldn't eat. You know, there no one's keeping count of what your calorie intake is. They're just not. We're all just people trying to get through the day.
One of my favorite snacking stories was in the middle of the night. Mm. I loved when Bryn came in and said, I ate a whole box of ice cream sandwiches last night at midnight. And I was like, who does that ever? But in the middle of the night.
And you just get going. You're like, one more.
I mean, he's a guy who's like in shape. Left. It's not like he's not allowed. He did that and it's fine. But
I just can't imagine laying back down after eating a whole box of ice cream sandwiches. I was like, whoa. I do love those.
I love them too, but even
one
after
is
that,
enough.
After that last bite where you lick the stuff that comes off on your fingers, chocolate. You're done. And he plowed through whatever they come in, five, six in a box?
Yeah, I think there's six in those boxes, right? Because they pack them in there like, they fit them in like bricks.
That's some snacking.
Mm, that is serious snacking.
On average, people snack four times a day. 60% of us have had a secret snack stash inside our house. That's Nona.
Oh.
I grew up with that. Well, first she was just buying it and saying it's for the kids, but really it was for her. Mm. But then later, once we started really having appetites, she kept a stash.
Because she just didn't want them to go away.
She wanted her dessert.
Yeah.
It wasn't gonna
John hides the things that he wants, but I know all his hiding spots.
Oh.
So
you get in
there. We have
a
pressure cooker in our pantry, and I'm always lifting that up. Sure enough, there's the cheese curls.
Why are you nodding yes, Bob?
I've been hiding our treats with the pots and pans because Susan doesn't look there because he doesn't cook.
Oh.
It's a good place to hide them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're trying to keep him, you know, for the wedding photos in tip-top shape.
When I go to bed, he ravages through the house.
Oh. It happens.
And then I can't eat the snacks. That's the main reason.
He eats half your burrito. All your chips.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This, I didn't think of this. I don't know that anyone would have thought of this, but if there's a story about it, someone did think about it.
Okay.
Father's Day just passed. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. But whatever you got, even if it was just a card. And I did get two wonderfully homemade cards. Mm-hmm. They were spectacular and beautiful. Giving a DNA test to your dad is not a solid move or a smart move in any way, shape, or form. A news report over the weekend weighed the potential risks and rewards of gifting DNA tests for Father's Day. Now, what they're saying here is a DNA test is not necessarily to prove paternity.
Right. It shows, you know, what you're in line for. Where you're from,
your heritage,
origins.
Yeah, right. Your heritage.
Do you have any family you don't know about?
There is some fun to be had with that. I confirmed I'm Italian. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple splinters in there that I didn't know about. But if your dad's not expecting it, he may actually think that you are asking him to prove his fatherness.
Yep, that's a word. So you could just say to him, this isn't because I don't think you're my dad. I think it'd be fun for you to get this. I'm going to get one too.
The upside is it's a fun, unique gift idea that someone probably wouldn't buy for themselves, and they can explore their family history.
I will say it's not that great of an idea after hearing what's happening. Isn't 23andMe selling all the information that they got from all of us?
I believe that's already sold.
Yeah.
Whoever bought it.
Or maybe it was Ancestry. One of them is like, well, we've got all your complete DNA workup and now it belongs to this other company. We don't know what they're going to do with it, but our agreement with you is null and void.
I confirmed my DNA. I mean, I knew I was, you know, I met my dad when I was 17. And I mean, we looked alike and everything, but still, you know, there's still like, you want to make sure. So I did the DNA test and yeah, everybody in the family showed up on the DNA test. So I was like, okay, it's good. But yeah, it's a good way to find out.
There are downsides, of course, are uncovering secrets that are sad and unsettling.
Yeah.
I remember the story Liam Maklum told us about his Polish friend who was raised in a Polish family and considered himself Polish and loved his Polishness. And then he took a DNA test and found out he was adopted.
Mm.
And he's not Polish.
Mm-mm.
And that is a hard thing to, I can see where you would, if you're grown enough, mature enough, you might be able to excuse your parents and say they were just loving me and trying to make me feel
like I was
100%.
Theirs, right.
Part of the family, but on the other hand, they have been lying to you about the very core of who you are.
But you just loved the Polish lifestyle so much. We didn't want to. You were 5 years old. You knew all the dances.
We couldn't get the sausage out of your mouth.
You love sausage.
You're a kielbasa king. Anyway, don't do that. Actually, at the bottom of the story, it says these are the ups and downs. I would like to say not for Father's Day.
Yeah. You know, maybe suggest it at dinner and be like, I was thinking we should all take DNA tests. You know, not for Father's Day.
Doesn't seem to be going well for a lot of people. Like undoes families.
When it goes wrong, it goes very, very wrong.
And I have to believe if you're one of those kids in the family where you're like, I don't look like anybody here. Don't you think that kids, like, it crosses their mind. They probably inner struggle with, should I do this and find out why I don't look like anybody here? Or do I just stay in the dark? What do you do?
I don't know. I love the dark.
It is a good place to be.
It's just, I don't want to think about that. This is my family.
And
I don't like meeting new people, you know? You find out it's not your family, and now you got to, like, go look up your real family, and you're like, well, I'll just keep these other guys.
My dad dropped me at a family reunion, like, dropped the news about me.
What?
And everything. Like,
wait.
He had another son that nobody knew about, and took me to a family reunion.
Oh, that they didn't know you were coming to?
Right.
Oh.
They didn't know you were in their family.
Right.
But he found out you were his.
I went and found him.
Oh.
My mom told me what happened and that she had this affair and had me. And I looked him up, found him, drove, met him, Got a, you know, everything was good.
Did you call him in advance of driving to meet him and say, I am someone that you want to meet?
Yeah, I looked up the name and I found one phone number and I called and it turns out it was my brother's house. Mm. And I asked him if he knew Luigi and he was like, yeah, it's my dad. And I was like, could you possibly give me his phone number? And then my brother later told me, he's like, we thought something was up there. Like, that was really weird to get a call from some random dude about Luigi. I just said he was my godfather and I needed, you know, I just wanted to reconnect.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't tell him, like, you know, I wasn't going to feel like, by the way, I'm your brother.
But I was going to say, you had to give him some. The people aren't just handing out their parents' phone numbers.
Gone. No, yeah. You can't have my dad's number.
No, I was like, he was my godfather. So I was like, yeah, he's my godfather. I just thought I would catch up with him and...
Was Luigi married when he fathered you? So was it like a scandal when he shared the news about you at a family reunion, or was it just kind of cool?
I think he was like a married, separated kind of deal, troubles there. He got divorced pretty quickly, I think, right
But
after.
He never married your mom.
Oh, no. They had an affair to have me. Like, that is the story, and they stuck both of them, my dad till the day
she
died.
She wanted a baby.
Yes.
Well, of course they told him that.
And I found out.
You don't want to tell your kid right to his face. Yeah. You were a complete accident.
Well, I found out something recently that was kind of disturbing. My dad was a pharmacist, and it turned out that they roofied my mom's husband so that they could go and.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
You should not be talking about this. You have no filter.
How did you find that out?
My dad's best friend told my brother, and because he was there. And he said,
oh, my God, the plot thickens.
We this dropped is... something in your stepdad's drink.
Not my stepdad. The guy that she was married to.
Who the was first husband, you weren't even born yet,
the
of
first
course.
Husband who he thought was his dad
yes,
for a while.
You got it. You got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah.
They I need to make a chart. Him?
Yeah.
That's the story.
O-M-G.
I didn't think it could get any crazier.
Need to...
That is
gnarly.
I wasn't ready for that on a Monday morning.
No. My head is on the ground rolling around.
Besides just being straight up criminal, that is awful. Like, you guys, just come up with a story.
Yeah, and I never got to confirm it because I found out after my mom had died. Yeah.
But I'm Luigi's not that she would have told alive? Me the truth,
though. No, Luigi died.
Oh, last year. Luigi's the real dad.
It's the stepdad.
The stepdad is the one who's okay.
The cream of the crop dad is still
the cream of the crop.
The guy who came in after all of this stuff
and
after the guy had been roofied, he was out of the picture. Yes. This is the guy who raised. What is his name? The one who's still alive.
Skip.
Skip is the dad.
I always think of him as being Luigi.
Yeah.
Visit and hang with. Yes. Okay, Skip.
Yes. I know. It's very complicated. But
what is Skip short for?
His name is Quentin.
Quentin. But they call him Skip.
They call him, since he
does
was
he go by, if you yell Skippy, will he answer?
Yes. Oh. When we go hunting camp, people that have known him his whole life call him Skippy.
Skippy!
At 90. Anyway.
Fun.
Wow.
And now back to Maddie, everyone. 800-400-3697. That's
more
our text
Maddie,
number.
More Maddie,
let's see what
more
he
Maddie.
Has to say about your text.
707, DNA test released a secret brother from my husband. His mom gave him up for adoption. She had 5 kids and gave the second up and never told anyone.
Oh.
We are the one family that has accepted him into the fold. Sad.
What? She had 1 kid already. She gives away the second one and keeps going with 3 more. What was wrong with him?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that was like, I'm just, speculating, but I do think that you could find yourself going, I can't, we don't have the money and we don't have the.
And I'm going crazy.
And I don't have the bandwidth. That term wasn't around then, but I don't have the bandwidth. Someone else can do better with this. And then later, maybe some money came in and. A new
your
partner
home situation
a
became a little more.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Mm. I'm already attached to this one. I'm getting rid of you.
Oh. I don't know. That's tough.
415, Maddie, only in West Virginia. Maybe.
That is a lot.
Literally.
Literally only. Lot, like, I actually was afraid you were about to say your mom got roofied.
I know, as he was going that direction.
Don't say it.
No.
I mean, it's not that.
It's still bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still love her. 510, I received the DNA test.
It was her idea?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
She wanted to have another kid. And That was that. I received a DNA test for Christmas 1 year and found out that I have a half brother. He's 12 years older than me.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
408. Hey, Alice family. Good morning. Fun note. I went to a 60th birthday party this weekend, and lo and behold, who was there? The Vinny family ladies. Being a listener from the beginning, I love seeing all three of them. Those are beautiful ladies. For your Father's Day gift. They're growing very fast. DP from Scotts Valley.
Say this again, the beginning part.
Said, I went to a 60th birthday party.
Oh, yes. Our old neighbor had a party. Steve? And the missus went with the kids, and I hung with my mom, and then right after we went to Toy Story 5.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't go to parties. It's not my thing.
Smart. No. 510, dear Sarah and Vinny, please send happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Melissa, from Fremont. She's a longtime listener, and she calls you. Her friends she's never met. Oh, she calls you. Her friends she's never met. Sorry.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Melissa. Sweet Melissa.
Yeah. 661. I am on the floor, Mike, in Ventura, via the Odyssey app.
We all are.
Yeah, my head is taken clean off.
Yeah, that is...
And I was just, even as you were saying it, I'm like, don't say anymore.
The problem with part of this is, and I know this is your mom, so I want to be very careful how we talk about this, but it's one of those things where you go, where do the lies end and where does the truth begin? You could never know because there's so much going on there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She really wanted her little baby boy.
But that's what they're telling you. They just really wanted the friction.
Mm.
So we're going to drug this other guy so that he sleeps through it all. Was he in the bed with them? Was that?
I didn't ask any more details. My brother kind of dropped this on me, and I was like, well, thanks for telling me that. I didn't need to know that.
Oh, boy.
415, Sarah.
Yara.
Did you finish watching Widow's Bay?
No. I haven't finished.
How about House of the Dragon?
No, I did not watch House of the Dragon. Mm. I'm going to let that build up a little bit. I'm waiting for my dumb kid to get caught up on Widow's Bay.
You're going to let House of the Dragon build up?
Yeah.
It's not that kind of show.
Yeah. No, it is.
We need to talk about it.
It's so good.
You have a job to do, Sarah.
It's so good, Sarah.
All right, fine. I'll watch
it. That first episode was the best episode maybe ever of the show.
Okay, right. I'll watch it. Is it an hour long?
Yeah.
Okay. At least.
Watch it today.
Good.
I can't believe you already got through Get Shorty. It's a miracle.
I can't believe I didn't fall asleep in it. I just put it on to help me fall asleep on the couch.
Oh, you were trying to get out of here.
Yeah, I figured, I got to watch this anyway. I might as well start it. I'm sure I'll be out in 10 minutes. And I just watched the whole damn thing. Soundtrack is great. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Capurro will be joining us.
All right.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.